Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University men's basketball coach Phil Martelli, his squad getting ready to visit Duquesne on Saturday in Atlantic 10 action. And coach, been tough sledding here as of late, three straight losses to open conference play. What's been the biggest problem? Looking at the numbers, it looks like you're really struggling to score at the offensive end.
I agree with that, Matt. We now have six games under 60 points. In building this team, in our summer workouts, preseason, even our non-conference games, we are a team that scored 41 points and a half against Temple. We scored 90 in a game against West Virginia. We lost our rhythm, and the court has gotten very crowded for us. So we're putting in a lot of emphasis on the offensive end of the floor, but we are looking at it as a day-to-day improvement. It's not something that it didn't happen overnight. We've gone six games under 60 points, and we have to attack this challenge collectively. It's not one individual guy that's going to lift us out of it.
When you get into struggles like this, how much of it is physical and how much of it is mental, that maybe kids start to press and that just leads to more problems?
Yes and yes. It's certainly physical. I think when you feel the pressures that our guys are feeling, you move a little slower, but then you think a little slower. The biggest thing that I want our guys to do is when they take the floor, is that they trust their game. Their game is good enough. And then they have to trust the man next to them. And then once that trust takes place, the positions that we will put them in, that I'll put them in, we want to make sure that they trust that also.
Talk a little bit about the big picture here, the development of Jared Bynum and what he's bringing to the table.
Well, Jared, when he was recruited to St. Joseph's, it was stated to him he can be a freshman academically, he can be a freshman socially, but in basketball terms, he has to think and make decisions on the floor as a player. We're not going to use his age as a description or an excuse, and he has lived up to that. And he's a guy who's a perfect player. In a system that calls for balance, and with our balance out of whack right now, Jared's game is not what it was at the beginning of the season. But certainly, for a freshman to be in this environment has been very healthy, very, very mature young guy, and he's like our players. He's like every other player. He every day comes in, he's working. He wants information. He wants film. He wants guidance, and we're going to provide that for him.
Let's talk a little bit about the matchup with Duquesne. They're off to a good start, 10-5 this season. What jumps out at you on film?
Well, they have a sensational freshman. His name is Sincere Carey. It's a remarkable story. He was headed to a Division II school. Duquesne offered him a scholarship, and he is magnificent at both ends of the floor. He has 84 or 85 assists. He second on their team in scoring. He has the ball all the time. Three steals makes him one of the national leaders in that category. Very creative, and he's always in control. He's never too fast. He's never too slow. We're going to have to make sure that first and foremost, we all guard him in transition, and we build a wall and not allow him. They play an awful lot of guys, but he's the guy with the ball, and he runs their show. They're a relentless defensive team, always in your face. We're going to have to make sure that we play offense from side to side, from one side of the floor to the other side of the floor, and then get into an attack mode. And we have to make sure that we play this game. We're not going to make up for our last three games. We have to be able to play this immediate game for these 40 minutes to the best of our ability.